local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we are doing it live on a Wednesday, pre-Thanksgiving Day edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Joe and Austin with you for the next 2 hours and 50 minutes here, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Actually, a lot happening today, and our top three stories will bear that out. We start with Niagara Falls, New York this afternoon, where all four U.S.-Canada border crossings near Buffalo and Niagara Falls are closed following a car explosion that is being investigated as a terror attack. It happened near the customs office at the Rainbow Bridge near Niagara Falls. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
There are a lot of questions, and we are following up to try and get as many answers as rapidly as possible. We are in close contact with U.S. officials, and we'll continue to work closely with them.
And two people inside the car confirmed dead. Eyewitnesses say the car sped directly into an inspection booth on the Canadian side of the bridge. Also today, Israel and Hamas agreeing to a ceasefire in Gaza to allow hostages to be released and to let aid in. The deal would see at least 50 hostages captured by the militant Palestinian group released in exchange for 150 Palestinians held by Israel. Senator Ted Cruz, among those not exactly thrilled with the deal.
And that's why the Israeli War Parliament debated this, and ultimately they made a judgment that it was worth it to bring 50 hostages home.
The truce is supposed to last for at least 4 days, with Israel saying it could be extended as long as 10 hostages were freed each day after that. The U.S. today launching retaliatory strikes once again in Iraq against Iran-based militants. Central Command says a round of airstrikes were launched earlier today against two facilities backed by Iran that were involved in attacks against U.S. forces that were stationed in Iraq. Iran-based backed militia on Tuesday reportedly fired a close-range ballistic missile at a U.S. airbase in Iraq, resulting in several non-serious injuries. Those are our top three stories here today. I would say good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to you, Austin. Good to see you today,
right back
sir.
At you, buddy. How are you?
Very good. I'm excited for tomorrow.
Me as well, very much
I'm
so.
I'm very excited for the family, the football, and the food, mainly the football and the food. And the weather. Can't forget about the weather. I wasn't expecting it to be as sunny as it was today.
Yeah, no, it was a beautiful day.
Thought we were going to get more clouds, but sunshine out for much of the afternoon. Very enjoyable drive into the station today, and hoping that the weather holds serve here, at least with the sunshine over the next couple of days. That would be a pleasant surprise. We do have a couple of problems on our roadways right now.
Yes.
In Santa Rosa County, so it's almost 4:15. We'll get to a local headlines right after traffic and weather together. Obviously, Santa Rosa County dealing with some issues right now.
Yes, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA Bulk Waste Service. It is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. And yeah, Joe, I'm seeing exactly what you are. There was a crash reported. If you are traveling westbound on I-10 going over Blackwater River, the accident happened just past Robinson Point Road, but it is going to have you backed up all the way back to where you're trying to get onto I-10. It is backed up severely at the moment. And the same can be said about Caroline Street. Typically, we deal with some backups, at least early in the show, if you're trying to get over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton. But right now, it's backed up past all the way past Cassie Lane. So if you know where that is, it is very, very extensive right now.
Yeah, I think a little bit of a domino. People just using that as opposed to I-10, but that's the major issue right now. getting Alan Strum in for an update on the Thanksgiving Day forecast.
Chilly weather overnight with lows in the 40s, some inland areas upper 30s. Thanksgiving Day will be mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s. By Thanksgiving Day night, we have just a little bit of a chance for a bit of light rain to move through. We're at about 30% on that. Highs in the 60s the rest of the weekend with chilly overnight lows. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, right now we're at 60 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Overnight low tonight is going to be 43. Taking a look at some of our state local headlines today, rather. A deadly shooting, a domestic-related shooting this morning. The Escambia Sheriff's Office still looking for the suspect. A man believed to fatally shot his wife at around 5:30 this morning at an apartment complex on Meadson Road. The suspect, 36-year-old Daryl Jerome Walker, is still wanted for homicide. He is considered armed and dangerous. Investigators say he fled in a black 2020 Hyundai Veloster. If you have any information, Crime Stoppers or the Escambia Sheriff's Office is the best way to get that information. Also, this week, learning new details about this past summer's altercation in Cantonment that led to the fatal Pensacola police officer-involved shooting. It was last week that it was reported and confirmed that the officer involved had been cleared of any wrongdoing. This was back on June 28th. Charles Vincent Todd was shot and killed by a PPD officer that was at his home investigating a hit-and-run accident that happened earlier that day. According to a report from the PNJ, State Attorney Ginger Madden sent a letter to PPD Chief Eric Randall confirming that the officer was justified in the use of deadly force, saying that not only was Todd able to get the officer's taser and pointed at his face, but was reaching for his firearm during the physical struggle as well. Madden wrote, quote, upon a verbal notice of detention and arrest, Mr. Todd stated that he would not be arrested. Hearing from Mayor D.C. Reeves this week, an update on the situation with the old Baptist Hospital campus. He says it's an uphill battle for the city to secure the $18 million from the state towards the demolition of the old Baptist Hospital campus, but it's important to keep the big picture in mind.
What are we going to get? What's the deliverable, not just what's the tactic to get us there? So so I understand his concern. And also, I guess what I'm saying is I'm not putting the all my eggs in the basket that I expect Senator Broxton's going to be able to get back here with all $18 million. But we got some work we got to do here.
And Reeves had that to say after Senator Broxton admitted to the PNJ earlier this month that providing state funding for a demolition would be a hard sell. The city continues working with Baptist leaders on a property donation agreement with the ultimate goal of seeing that property turn into affordable housing developments. An update from the city. For the last couple of weekends, since the start of this month, they've had the recycling set up on Saturdays. He says, Mayor Reeves says that will be closed on Saturday. But so far, they've collected over 4,000 pounds of 0% contaminated recyclable materials this month. Their recycling drop-off site will reopen next weekend. And we touched on this earlier this week, but with Thanksgiving weekend, some start off with what is called Drinksgiving, one of the biggest drinking nights of the year. And of course, AAA's Toe-to-Go program is there.
We're that last line of defense. If for whatever reason you're tempted to get behind the wheel, don't do it. You can call AAA. We'll dispatch a tow truck out to take the driver and the vehicle to a safe location within a 10-mile radius.
Yeah, so the you don't need to be a AAA member. It's 855-2-TOW-2-GO, and no questions asked there. 419, we will take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. A Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
The Volkswagen Signed In Drive event returns to Peatmore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 VW Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Peatmore Imports today. And as the year comes to a close, enjoy even more savings when you purchase the 2023 Jetta SE. Now from $26,536, the 2023 Taos from $25,281, or the 2023 Tiguan S, now on sale from $28,546. So whether you sign and drive a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan or Taos, or enjoy end-of-year savings on select 2023 models, Pete Moore has the VW for you to drive home today. Pete Moore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fee. For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, 0% month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
A gift certificate from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa makes the perfect last-minute gift for all your hard-to-buy-for loved ones on your list. After all of the preparation and work getting ready for the holidays, they need to relax. And Stillwater's makes it easy for you. You can get a gift certificate in minutes by going to swmedspa.com on your smartphone and then have it emailed or printed out at home. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, voted best spa on the coast and best of the bay 18 years in a row. swmedspa.com.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Psalm 100, verse 4. Hi, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. We have so much to be thankful for, but sometimes we get so caught up in life, it's easy to forget. This Thanksgiving holiday, let us all take a moment and just be thankful. From our family to yours, we wish you a very happy and safe Thanksgiving. God bless.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Lito missed the boat that day. He left the shack. But that was all.
Austin, are you? Have you decided if you're going to start your Christmas bumper music tomorrow, or are you going to wait till Friday, or what are you thinking on that?
I don't know. I mean, we've kind of discussed it time and time again, and I thought I may do it when John's in tomorrow. But no, I'll probably save it for Friday. That's when a lot of people start setting up their Christmas trees. That's when a lot of people start really getting into the Christmas spirit, as you have shared with us.
Absolutely.
On multiple occasions. I'll probably join that club.
All right. Well, that sounds very good. Right now, right before our state and national headlines, we'll get another check of the roads right now. Santa Rosa County, pretty busy right now.
Yeah, Santa Rosa County has been giving us some trouble here early. If you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to get over Blackwater River, that one typically will get backed up at this time of day, but it is all the worse now, and we may have a reason why in just a moment, but it is currently backed up just past Cassie Lane. So if you're in that area, expect to be held up for a little while. But also, and this may be what's causing it, if you're traveling on I-10 westbound trying to get over Blackwater River. There was an accident reported over there previously, and it has gotten them all the way. There's congestion going completely across Blackwater River at the moment. Mm.
Yeah, there is. Right now, meteorologist Alan Strom giving us a look ahead weather-wise.
Chilly weather overnight with lows in the 40s. Some inland areas, upper 30s. Thanksgiving Day will be mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s. By Thanksgiving Day night, we have just a little bit of a chance for a bit of light rain to move through. We're at about 30% on that. Highs in the 60s the rest of the weekend with chilly overnight lows. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And currently sitting at 60 degrees, partly cloudy. Overnight low tonight is going to be 43. Taking a look at some state headlines today. The number of employees joining a federal lawsuit against Publix is increasing. 18 department managers have joined the suit, accusing the supermarket chain of failing to pay them for overtime work. The suit was originally filed last month in Tampa by lawyers representing former assistant store managers who worked in Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee.
And the number of Floridians seeking unemployment benefits fell slightly last week. The U.S. Labor Department released the numbers today, showing about 5,900 state residents filed initial claims for jobless benefits in the week ending on November 18th. That's a drop of 51.
Also, several Florida airports ranked among the worst airports in the nation to fly out of in 2023. The website HubScore analyzed flight delays, length of delays, security wait times, and cancellations for 100 airports in the U.S. Orlando and Miami ranked second and third worst. Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood is ranked fourth overall, number one for average flight delay times.
Great. That's just what this state needs. We've already got the Florida man headlines. Now we got that.
Yeah.
Some high-tech companies will share millions of dollars from the state. Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday that $28 million has been awarded to the semiconductor and chip manufacturing industries. The money is coming from the Florida Job Growth Grant Fund. He says the money will create high-demand, high-wage jobs for Floridians and strengthen local talent pipelines for businesses.
Yeah, also a group of students from the University of South Florida suing the state. USF chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine announced the federal lawsuit yesterday. Defendants include the governor, USF's president, and the board of trustees. The students claim they're being denied their First Amendment rights.
Wow. Okay, so looking at some national headlines here. We're good to get into those, right?
Yep, yep.
Yeah. The co-captain of an Alabama riverboat claims that he is not guilty after a viral brawl. I remember seeing that. Damian Pickett says...
You didn't see that, really?
No, I remember
Okay.
Damian Pickett says that he was attacked for trying to have a small boat removed in order to make way for a larger riverboat to park in its space. Now one of the alleged attackers is charging Pickett with misdemeanor assault. Pickett appeared in court yesterday to enter his not guilty plea ahead of a late January trial.
Yeah, also, authorities say two adults and a girl were killed in the landslide Monday night in Alaska. Two other people, an adult and two children, are still missing. Another woman was rescued from a different home in the area. The landslide happened just before 9 on Monday night in the community of Wrangell, measured 500 feet across, hitting three homes overall, displacing 20 to 30 people.
Also, emergency teams in India say that they've drilled about halfway through fallen rocks to reach 41 construction workers trapped inside a collapsed mountain tunnel. The men have been stuck in the 3-mile tunnel in northern India since it caved in all the way back on November 12th. Authorities say the men are safe and are being given food and water through a pipe. Rescue teams say that they've drilled through about 100 feet of rock and still have about another 100 feet to go before they can make a hole big enough for the workers to eventually crawl out.
Yeah, also the historic city of Charleston has elected a Republican mayor for the first time since the 1870s.
Wow.
William Cogswell, formerly a state lawmaker, defeated incumbent Democratic Mayor John Tecklenburg by about 2 percentage points during yesterday's runoff election.
Man, Tecklenburg must have sucked. It was 60 years ago today that President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. He was seated next to former Governor John Connally, whose son says that there was no conspiracy that day.
There just never was any evidence it was anybody other than Oswald.
Mm. Yeah. John Connally III says if there was a true conspiracy, somebody would have said something by now. That's not necessarily true. You never know.
Yeah, no, it's not true. And I would also say that there is no direct equivalence to there not being a conspiracy to him saying there's not any evidence of one either.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, I'm not some conspiracy theorist. I'm just saying. Being a devil's advocate here.
Sure. No. I'm with you. I have not studied it all that well. I've seen a couple of documentaries, you know, with some shooting experts. They say, oh, there's no way that this could happen in this amount of time.
Talking about the bullet and stuff.
Yeah. So you can let us know what you think. 850-437-1620. Number one, if you're old enough to remember it, because for my dad, this would have been, you know, he was born in 1958. So I've heard his story of, you know, being in elementary school when it was announced. He went to Catholic school. Of course, JFK was Catholic.
Yep.
So a big deal, obviously, for Catholics, you know, and among, you know, just people in general. But this was kind of like a 9/11 moment for his particular generation.
Absolutely.
So, if you are of that age, if you want to let us know what you remember about that day, you can certainly let us know. 850-437-1620. All right, let's look at what's happening nationally. 4:30 right now. Sports headlines is coming up. And we'll talk about the Thanksgiving football games up tomorrow as well. Pensacola right now.
I'm Tom Graham. The FBI is investigating a deadly car explosion. Two men were traveling at a high speed and crashed at a U.S.-Canadian border checkpoint. Fox's Grinnell Scott.
The car exploded as it headed to the Rainbow Bridge checkpoint in Niagara Falls, New York. FBI investigators are on scene, as well as Canadian agencies, hoping to determine what led to the crash that killed two people.
Now, the explosion raising fears of a potential terror attack. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu weighing in after reaching a hostage deal with Hamas. The militant group is set to release 50 of the estimated 240 who were kidnapped early last month. Speaking through a translator.
I think that this will help bring about a return of additional abductees as well.
Israel is releasing 150 Palestinian prisoners as part of the exchange. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Making a fourth straight weekly decline for mortgage rates. Freddie Mac says the average 30-year fix is now going for 7.29%, down from last week's 7.44%. Freddie Mac economists say lower rates could help push more would-be homebuyers into the market, though inventory of previously owned homes remains low. Prices are high, too. They've released 18 albums and notched 6 number one singles over the last half century, but Hall & Oates are apparently not on the best of terms these days. The specifics aren't known, but court records confirm that Daryl Hall last week filed some sort of complaint against John Oates and sought and received a temporary restraining order against his longtime musical partner. Hall & Oates' number one hits include Kiss on My List, Rich Girl, and Man Eater. Stocks ended the pre-holiday session with modest gains in subdued trading. The Dow Industrials rose 184 points, the S&P 500 edged up 18, and the NASDAQ Composite recouped 66. That's Your Money Now.
My name is George Ossetis. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Nutrafol. My hair started thinning in my early 20s. I took a pharmaceutical drug, but unfortunately I suffered from sexual dysfunction. Having to choose between my hair and my health was not really a fair choice. So we created Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com/men. That's Nutrafol.com/men.
Hi, what brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Aw, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements? Trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own? Read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. When the LSU job was open, no one thought Brian Kelly would leave Notre Dame for it. When USC had a coaching vacancy, no one predicted Lincoln Riley bolting from Oklahoma. Ryan Day is an incredible 54-6 as the head coach of Ohio State. However, if he loses on Saturday, that will be three straight losses to Michigan, and maybe that will force Day to think about dashing to College Station and taking over Texas A&M. I'm Zach Gelb.
Wendy's new breakfast 2-for-$3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2-for-$3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Black Friday is now a game day. The Dolphins take on the Jets in the first ever Black Friday NFL game. Stream for free only on Prime. Black Friday football. Dolphins versus Jets. Coverage begins this Friday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See amazon.com/watchblackfridayfootball for details.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We're going to give you another update on the roads and weather. So looking at Caroline Street right now in Santa Rosa County, that one's been giving us a lot of trouble so far. If you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, perhaps trying to get over Blackwater River, you are going to be severely backed up. They've currently got congestion backing up just past St. John Street at the moment. And the same can be said if you're on I-10 traveling westbound over Blackwater River. There was an accident there just over the water previously. And while the congestion has died down some, it is still backed up well over almost the entirety of the river. So if you are trying to head that way as well, expect some backups. And lastly, the main one that's been giving us trouble in Pensacola is Pine Forest Road. If you are getting off of I-10 traveling westbound and maybe going north towards West 9 Mile Road on Pine Forest, expect some backups there, and it's also giving us trouble southbound as well.
All right.
I was about to say, did you say something? Because I had to turn down. I'm sorry about that.
No, you're good. Meteorologist Alan Strum getting us caught up on the forecast.
Chilly weather overnight with lows in the 40s, some inland areas, upper 30s. Thanksgiving Day will be mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s. By Thanksgiving Day night, we have just a little bit of a chance for a bit of light rain to move through. We're at about 30% on that. Highs in the 60s the rest of the weekend with chilly overnight lows. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Right now it is 60 degrees. highs, we're going to get down to 43 overnight tonight, and partly cloudy with a high of 60 again for Thanksgiving Day. All right, so we do have Thanksgiving, of course, tomorrow. That means football. We have a triple header. I've liked that, in recent years they've added that triple header, the game on NBC for Thursday night. But, of course, we always get started with the Lions, and for the first time in our lifetimes, they are actually a really good team.
Yes.
Opponent not great.
For the first time since JFK or something.
Yeah. Packers not great. That's the Fox game at 11:30. We've got Cowboys Commanders 3:30 on CBS, and the Seahawks and the 49ers on NBC at 7:20 tomorrow. Of the three, if you could only watch one, which one would you choose?
You got to go with the Lions, man. They're the traditional one, and not only that, but they're actually a team that, like, unless you are a rival of the Lions, there's no reason to pull against them. I think that's the team that the bulk of America is behind right now because of how rarely good they are.
Yeah.
So even though they're playing the Packers and the Packers kind of stink, it's an iconic franchise playing an underdog, or a historical underdog, I should say. And it's tradition. You got to do it.
No, yeah, I'm with you there. And being a Chicago Bear, of course, hate the Packers. So go Lions on that one.
Lesser of two evils, for sure.
I'm not sure the Cowboys Commanders is going to be much of a game.
Cowboys will probably blow them out, yeah. But, you know, we've seen the Commanders put up some decent stats offensively time after time, so we'll see.
Yeah, Seahawks, 49ers. I think the Seahawks will win pretty handily there.
Wow,
Seahawks,
really?
Or, I'm sorry, did I say Seahawks? I meant 49ers. And it is in Seattle, though.
No, it could be an upset alert, sure.
But, the Seahawks a little banged up. Geno Smith looks like he's going to play, but he's got an ouchie. but the 49ers defense, really, ever since they added Chase Young, they've been just a different level defensively. Brock Purdy, of course, had a perfect passer rating last week. Everybody's healthy, so definitely the 49ers looking like they are ascending at the right time. All right, so you came in this afternoon.
Yes.
And you were just in the most sour mood I've ever seen you. I said, Austin, what in the world is wrong with you?
I was not.
And you were like, dude, I am just so upset. I'm just so frustrated and angry at Notre Dame. I'm like, why are you upset? You got destroyed by Notre Dame on Saturday, right?
We did, yes.
But it wasn't just that. Apparently, you had issue with the fact that Notre Dame was their quarterback, Sam Hartman, the guy that kind of looks like a supermodel with the beard and the long, flowy hair.
Yeah.
Notre Dame apparently had a tribute video where they were just showering love on Sam Hartman.
Yep.
And if you're not familiar, Sam Hartman spent 5 years of his career at your Wake Forest Demon Deacons.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So explain to everybody here, because you came in, you're like, oh, I'm so upset. I'm just super annoyed at Notre Dame. I hate everything about them, and I just need to vent. So go ahead. I'll give you the floor.
Okay. Regardless of how, like, 50% inaccurate that was, the story itself about, Wake Forest and Notre Dame is something that happened. And I promised Joe that I would approach this from an indifferent perspective. But Wake Forest head coach Dave Clawson, he spoke about Notre Dame's appreciation video dedicated to former Demon Deacons QB Sam Hartman and addressed the 5 seasons that he spent in Winston-Salem before questioning how Notre Dame could possibly love him as much as they claim after only, quote, renting him for a year. And I got to say, man, I swear I'm not letting my bias get in.
You're a little bit, yes.
No, I'm not. I got to agree with Dave, because look at it from the perspective of the Wake Forest head coach. Sam Hartman's not the only talented player who's transferred to a bigger name. He's the biggest who has. Jamie Newman did it. Kenneth Walker III did it. Gavin Holmes did it. They all went to blue blood programs after they realized they were too good for Wake Forest. And now the blue blood programs in question are trying to act like, yep, we shared the memories. We've had all this time together. That would rub me the wrong way if I was in Dave's position.
It would be one thing, and I'm inclined to agree, because it would be one thing if Notre Dame was 11-0 right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sam Hartman was on the brink of a Heisman. Mm-hmm. You know, Notre Dame for like 2 weeks was the best team in the country. They beat Navy
after they
and Dublin.
Navy and Tennessee State.
Then Ohio State comes in, into their own building, takes care of them.
Okay, now you're
they
bias
lose a couple
bleeding.
More. All right, that was cute. Cute month you had, Notre Dame. Congratulations on your September national championship.
Well, and they're a good team, and if they win out, they'll be 10-3, which is better than last year. But the thing is, if the best they can do is 10-3, that means Sam Hartman's best college season was at Wake Forest. He went 11-3 there.
Yeah.
So it's like, I get Notre Dame wanting to show appreciation. He had his last year, and he was a legendary ACC QB. He chose to go to them. If he makes them officially better by their win count, okay, great. But while they can give him some loving, it's like, don't act like it was like through the ups and downs, yeah, Notre Dame and Sam.
It was mainly downs.
Yeah. But no, it's like, come on, buddy.
You feel better now?
Considering we may cover this story two more times, no, I got to hold my grudge.
All right. ESPN doubleheader NBA tonight, 6:30 Bucks and Celtics, 9 o'clock Warriors and Suns. 4:45 right before some health business and science notes, traffic and weather together.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Super Agents. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. So, yeah, looking at traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, the biggest one in Pensacola so far that I can see is we're dealing with some congestion if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road near West 9 Mile. If or perhaps you've just gotten off I-10 and you're heading northbound there, that's going to give you some trouble. But also in Santa Rosa County, if you're coming over Caroline Street, coming over to Blackwater River, traveling westbound there, expect to have some serious backups. It's backed up to past St. John Street at the moment, which is pretty far from Blackwater River. And lastly, we were dealing with that on I-10 coming over to Blackwater River if you're traveling westbound as well, but that has seemingly died down rather significantly.
Yeah, things, with the exception of 90, looking pretty good right now.
Yeah.
All right, as far as the weather goes, it looked really good today for me. Right now we're at 60 degrees, partly cloudy overnight, tonight 43. Forecast says increasing clouds. I have my doubts right now because today was supposed to be really cloudy, and it really wasn't throughout the most of the day. 60 for a high on Thanksgiving. Slight 20% chance of a shower or two Thursday night, 49. Mostly sunny Friday and Saturday with highs back up into the mid to upper 60s. So Thanksgiving weekend looks absolutely great if you're going out Black Friday shopping or just staying in watching Ohio State, Michigan like I will be doing. Health, business, and science today. Sam Altman returning as the CEO of OpenAI. Altman was fired unexpectedly last Friday as head of the ChatGPT company, which shocked the tech industry. The move triggered hundreds of OpenAI employees to sign a letter threatening to leave and join Altman at Microsoft unless the company board of directors resigned.
And the CDC is sharing how to safely cook your Thanksgiving turkey. It says that you should set the oven temperature to at least 325 degrees and place the completely thawed, can't stress that part enough, the completely thawed turkey in a roasting pan that is 2 by 2.5 inches deep, excuse me. They also say it's important to use a food thermometer.
And we really recommend to check the temperature in three places, the thickest part of the breast, the innermost part of the wing, and the innermost part of the thigh.
When it comes to leftovers, they recommend refrigerating them at 40 degrees or colder within 2 hours of cooking to prevent food poisoning.
Also, the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange will pay more than $4 billion in penalties following a years-long investigation by the Justice Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced Binance and its founder agreed to plead guilty to money laundering violations, unlicensed money transmitting, and sanctions.
A group of House Democrats is accusing social media site X of profiting from misinformation about the Israel-Hamas war. More than two dozen lawmakers signed a letter addressed to X owner Elon Musk, claiming that the site is failing to follow its own policies to stop the spread of, quote, terrorist propaganda. Meanwhile, Musk is suing the liberal media watchdog group Media Matters, claiming it presented an intentionally deceptive report about anti-Semitism on his platform.
Yeah, pop culture and lighter news stories. Of course, most Americans tomorrow meeting at the Thanksgiving dinner table, and most are hoping to avoid politics. A Quinnipiac University poll shows more than 60% of Americans would rather not talk about the subject of politics. On the other hand, just under 3 in every 10 say they look forward to discussing politics this holiday. Austin, you big political discourse guy at the Thanksgiving table. You may be this year, though, when people ask, hey, what you been up to? And you say, oh, I'm co-hosting a highly rated talk show on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, I could maybe flex that. But no, politics just in a casual setting like that. No, that because I have some people in my family who feel one way, some people to feel another, and that's how most families are. So yeah, I wouldn't want to really burn bridges. I think the people who enjoy this are like really they were like gossipers in high school. They spread rumors.
Yeah. I think that, and it does depend on the makeup of who you're going to be around. Because
yes.
When I think about who's going to be around tomorrow at my in-laws, I'm pretty sure 100% of us are on the same side of the political spectrum. So I'm not as worried about it. I don't want to talk about it because that's what I do here 4 to 7. But, you know.
No work talk, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Also, the band that seemingly will never retire is teaming up with an organization that is commonly associated with retirement.
Ironic.
The Rolling Stones recently announced Hackney Diamonds Tour will be sponsored by AARP. Matter of fact, AARP members will have access to a ticket presale on the 29th.
Well, and what is the sweet spot time to eat our Thanksgiving feasts? Hmm. A new poll shows that the most common time is during the 4 to 5 p.m. hour. Hey, that's what we're doing right now. Which the 3 p.m. hour was next? 23% of people picked the 5, 6, or 7 p.m. hours. As for the early birds, 9% sit at the table during the noon hour, and literally no one says that they're eating before noon.
No, that makes sense, and I think that has more to do with just the nature of preparing all the food.
Yeah.
For me, I think the sweet spot is around 1 or 2. That's just my preference. But we were talking about earlier this week, I think it's going to be around the 3 o'clock hour tomorrow. So, we're right there with the majority of people there. Finally, here a website did a this or that poll with Thanksgiving foods. This may generate more discussion and debate than politics would.
Wow.
Some of the questions here. Would you rather have turkey or gravy? I'm not sure why that question exists.
Yeah, why is
you
that
don't
an
have
either
one
or?
With the other? But 65% say turkey.
Well, yeah.
Cranberry sauce or stuffing, and it is stuffing not dressing.
For sure.
70% say stuffing, 30% are going with cranberry sauce. This one is up, really a toss up, and there's no wrong answer, I don't think. Pumpkin or apple pie?
Ooh, I'm going to say pumpkin pie because I think that's more like associated with this time of year. I mean, apple pie, I don't really associate that with Thanksgiving as much.
You would be in the minority, actually, but
really?
A slight minority, 55% going with apple, 45% with pumpkin. Cornbread or dinner rolls?
Ooh, for Thanksgiving, I think my family typically has dinner rolls, but I like cornbread too.
69% say dinner rolls.
Yeah.
And the last one here, this one should have been 100%. It wasn't. Mac and cheese or green bean casserole?
I mean, those are both really good, but I don't know. I think I got to go with mac and cheese on that. But I think I have green bean casserole with my family on Thanksgiving. I'm not sure.
72% going with the mac and cheese on that. Are any of those that we got way wrong? Of course, it wasn't our poll, but you can let us know. 850-437-1620. A quick break, wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number one, pre-Thanksgiving Day edition of the program on Pensacola Right Now.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st, and this year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent. Affiliated Insurance wants to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not theirs. Make enrollment hassle-free this year by calling 850-477-5840 and make that appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitation. Health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida Incorporated, BVA Florida Blue.
This Friday at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen this Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Jim Grimes from Southern Media, wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at Duncan McCall Advertising, we want to wish you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Sheila Nichols from Pensacola State College, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:55 here. We'll give you our last traffic and weather update of this hour. One big one that we've been touching on so far in the Pace and Milton areas in Santa Rosa County is Caroline Street. If you are traveling westbound over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, expect some heavy backups there. You're going to be backed up to just past St. John Street, or just before it, I should say. That's going to give you some trouble, as it has been so far this hour. Also in Pensacola, we have been dealing with some backups on Pine Forest Road, particularly if you're heading northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, though that has died down some. Other than that, just some splotchy congestion downtown some, and maybe on a New Warrington Road if you're heading southbound towards where it merges with North Navy Boulevard. Expect some hiccups there as well.
Chilly weather overnight with lows in the 40s, some inland areas, upper 30s. Thanksgiving Day will be mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s. By Thanksgiving Day night, we have just a little bit of a chance for a bit of light rain to move through. We're at about 30% on that. Highs in the 60s the rest of the weekend with chilly overnight lows. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, right now we are at 59 degrees overnight low tonight, 43 with partly cloudy skies. Thanksgiving Day, 60 for a high. Taking a look at some wacky stories today. A Texas mom who pretended to be her teenage daughter and attended her school avoided jail time this week. Casey Garcia of El Paso, did it to prove how easy it was to enter campus. She's 30 and her daughter is 13. Garcia documented her day on TikTok, which caught the eye of police, and they ended up arresting her for trespassing. A jury did hand down a guilty verdict. The sentence, though, was 6 months probation.
What a stupid reason to be apprehended. My goodness.
You know, I understand why she did it.
I mean, yeah, but, like, because it does kind of make a bigger point. I get that. But it's like, really, you're documenting all this on TikTok? And I don't know. Just find something better to do. Cleveland woman, she bought her first real Christmas tree, and it almost killed her. Ooh. Angela Presti says that just hours after she picked up her tree, her face started to swell up and had to be rushed to the ER when she went into shock because of Christmas tree syndrome. She was allergic to the mold that can grow on the tree if it gets wet, and she got a shot of epinephrine and is now okay.
Yeah, very good. Also, a 53-year-old West Virginia man was arrested for trying to kill someone for eating all the tacos.
What?
The victim, the guy who apparently ate the tacos, was shot at but wasn't hurt. Police say Dale Martin saw that all the tacos were gone, became irate, and went into the bedroom and grabbed his .22 semi-automatic rifle. The victim saw the gun, ran upstairs, and Dale allegedly fired several shots and hit the staircase.
What is wrong with people? So fitting for this to be the following headline. A Florida man was caught red-handed by WPLG Local 10 Miami for selling disabled parking permits online for $200 each. Mm. The TV station put on a sting operation, and here's how it sounded when Richie Milto was caught in the act.
All you need is an ID. That's it. Send me your ID and 200, I'll get you the handicap.
You're selling disabled permits?
That's for a friend I'm doing it.
What?
For a friend.
What you're doing is illegal. What do you say to disabled people?
I'm not selling nothing.
What do you say to disabled people today?
I'm not selling nothing. Guys, put that camera down, guys.
He wasn't really lying. He said, I'm not selling nothing, which means he is selling something.
That's right. Yes. All right, we got a grammar nerd.
Well,
you're right. You're right.
It won't hold up in court is all I'm saying.
A pilot for Delta found a kid's book at the Atlanta airport, realized it belonged to a library in Kansas, and returned it. He sent along a letter that said he's an avid reader, wanted to pay any late fees himself. He also sent the library some captain's wings to pass out to the kids. So
that's
good
cool.
job out of him.
The Salvation Army announced its first gold coin of the season. An anonymous donor at a grocery store near Chicago dropped a South African half Krugerrand,
maybe?
In a red kettle. It's worth about $1,200.
Also, a guy in Hinsdale, New Hampshire, named Jeffrey Holt, recently died at the age of 82. Lived a very simple life. He managed a mobile home park where he lived, didn't have a TV or a car, ran errands on his riding mower. People in town were shocked to find out he died with $3.8 million in the bank.
Wow.
He died in June, and his estate recently got settled. And the cool part is he left all of his money to his hometown so they could invest in education, healthcare, and get recreational activities.
Never judge a book by its cover.
4:59, that's great advice there. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We're back in 12 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today, November 22nd, 2023. Pensacola, right now.